Now we're recording. Hello. It is I, Sky. I am Fly. And I am ready to get soccer school started. So, who are we with? We're with who? Wait,
what's up, bro?
What's
your girl Sills BA all day?
Well, you know, we not doing a whole show. It's just, you just need to say it's Sills.
What's up, bro? It's Sills.
There we go. And then we with who, too?
What's good? My name is DJ Dodge. And they at my crib today. We watching soccer and we learning about it. We got the school going on. So let's get it. You ready for it?
You ready for it?
You ready for it? I'm ready.
You ain't gonna do no shout outs?
Hey, shout out to DJ Dodge. That's me. So make sure y'all can follow me at DJ underscore ADAJ on IG. We got SoundCloud, you know what I'm saying? Twitter, maybe we got Threads too. You know, I'm on everything. And also, shout out to Girls Only. Shout out to the pink nails, though. Look at that. Barbie. So we got a Barbie party coming up this Sunday, July 23rd, at apartment 200. Come catch me at 11 o'clock. We'll be turning up.
Why can't you even get in the door if you don't have a
freaking... Listen, oh, make sure you RSVP, though. Like, if you ain't on the list, hit me up in the DMs. Don't be on nowhere.
Okay, all right. Wait, so take it over there. And we also got Ashley. Don't just wait. Say hey.
Hey, I'm Ashley.
Did you hear that?
Is she?
Word?
Oh, it's Frisco. I'm like,
do you know about the soccer? It don't matter because you're going to learn today.
Okay, that's great.
And then who's on camera? Who's on the camera?
Who's that?
Turn on the camera.
Who's that?
Look at yourself. Anyway, we got soccer kits.
What's good? Hey.
Okay, we got soccer kits. So, I was about to call you Navi Dodd. Damn. That's cool. Not that. Anyway, she got on a Nike sponsored kit. A kit we got for free from Nike.
Thank you.
Shout out Nike. It's a USA kit because we saw a USA game. Beep 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 beep.
Oh, she's about to.
Oh, so we don't have music too. Hold on, please. Y'all think I'm the problem.
DJ Dodge.
Oh, okay, alright. Yeah, so we are in DJ Dodge's apartment. We're gonna do some soccer school. People said they didn't know soccer, but we're gonna change their life. Do you feel ready to change?
Do you feel ready to change?
Out of that made no sense. You don't look at me like that. I'm sober. I'm a sober one.
I'm ready to learn about soccer.
We're gonna learn about soccer. So today we watched the U.S. Women's National Team play the Vietnam Women's National Team in the Group E first game, group match of the World Cup Soccer. Do you know about the World Cup?
We in the World Cup, baby! Shout out to the U.S.
All right. It's a World Cup game, the group game.
Yeah, it's all over the world. everybody, all the countries playing. We got Vietnam, they just got
Okay, whoa, bring it back.
What's the difference?
Wait, what's the difference?
Yeah.
Between what?
You said group game.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we in a tournament. You got 32 teams.
How do you get to a tournament?
You gotta...
Wait.
Win games.
You gotta come close to this one.
How do you get into a tournament?
Sills, how do you get into a tournament?
Qualifiers, Jesus Christ. Okay, that's it. So each confederation, this is so close to my mouth. That's what she said. you qualify through your confederation's tournament. So for the United States and any of the other North American countries, it would be called the CONCACAF qualifier.
Ooh, the CONCACAF qualifiers.
So we did that last summer, and the U.S. finished first. The top two teams from each group, they were split into two, made the World Cup, and then each third place team played in the playoff.
So as a qualifier, is a qualifier just a game?
They're a series of games, the tournament. And so the top four teams automatically qualified, and the two third place teams went into an international tournament. Wild card. Panama and Haiti, and they both qualified.
Wait. Jenny, you can just sit down.
You're doing a lot. Right. So there's different confederations. There's CONCACAF, which is for North America and Central America. There's CONMEBOL, which is for South America.
Concentrated.
There is UEFA, which is Europe.
Okay.
Shout out to Europe.
The AFC, which is the Asian Federation.
Big bet.
Including Australia.
Ooh.
And then there is the CAF, which is the African Confederation.
We black in this.
And then you have Oceania.
Who's there?
New Zealand and all the Pacific Islands.
Okay, the Pacific Islanders. Shout out to them.
Yeah. So those are confederations, which means they're regional. Federations are for each country.
Come on now. All right.
Yeah, just watching.
Literally, the fans.
Yo, they don't even know if it's beat trap with the fans.
In soccer, the fans ain't shit just like in life. The fans ain't shit.
Oh, shit.
I heard that.
Most fans ain't shit. I'm just keeping it real.
All right, so then what happens? When we get to the tournament, you got 32 teams, and then...
This is the first year that they've had 32 teams. They used to have 28.
Yes.
What
changed? They wanted to add more
teams
and make it more competitive, which it hasn't.
Well, I could move over.
Because what's happening is, finally, there's been investment in women's soccer. And so some of those federations have invested time and talent to bring up their domestic players, so people who live in the country. And the refrain is the world is catching up to the United States.
The world is catching up.
The last two World Cups.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear
you. Can you hear me? Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
So, yeah, it's more competitive, right? 3-0 or 3-0, as we say, nil in soccer, or football, is the biggest score line so far this World Cup, which is compared to other World Cups, really small.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, the last World Cup, the U.S.'s first game was against Thailand. They won 13-0.
Holy
shit. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
So that's 4 years ago. The world's changed a lot. Other teams have gotten more talent, more investment.
Quick question.
So it's not a lack of talent, it's a lack of investment.
Yes.
Does the World Cup happen every year?
Every four years.
Men and women.
Mm-hmm.
So do they align like the same time?
The men are even numbers, so the men are a year before the women.
Gotcha.
So the men played in the winter of 2022. Usually they play in the summer.
Oh.
But they played in Qatar, which is really hot.
Awesome.
Yes, so they
have
to play in the winter.
Gotcha.
But typically the men will play in the summer of, so for instance, they would play summer 22, the women would play 23.
Yeah.
The women's tournament also started late this year because it's winter time in Australia and New Zealand. So they pushed it back a month.
That's why they're wearing long sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like, y'all, it's hot out
there. The other side of the world. Yeah.
Yeah, so
they're
not
bottom part, really.
So yeah, they freeze them. They little ice cubes.
Yeah, it's cold, apparently, according to my colleague who's from Australia and just came back this week. She said it's still cold.
Oh, shoot.
And New Zealand's colder than Australia.
Shout out to your colleague.
I have a few Australian colleagues, yeah.
All right, focus. Here we go. So, we talk about group stage games. We watch a group stage game because we ain't about to be here all night. We don't have a 50. We don't have a whole podcast going on. Anyway, so, we got the group stage games. What happened? So you had the 32 teams,
mm-hmm.
and so only two teams advance out of each group. 32 teams and four teams in each group, so there's eight groups. I think we finished A, B.
We have not. We
That's a lot. Just kidding.
We finished group A.
We did.
We finished group B.
Yeah, they all played each other.
We have not finished group C.
No.
America is in group E.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily in order.
No.
Oh, so they all play at the same time?
No, everybody has a game at different.
They got different times.
Okay, that's what's
during the group stages, you get one game at a time.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. So the reason probably why you saw this game earlier than the CD is because they wanted U.S. time.
In prime time. And in prime time. On the Friday night.
Gotcha. So they want, it's a little promo right there.
Well, they're the defending champions.
Oh, yes,
so
wait, U.S.?
That.
U.S.
So
won
the
World Cup? The
U.S. has won the last two Women's World Cups. And
yes.
Mind you, the women are the only U.S. team who's ever won a World Cup.
Shout out. Listen. Shout
the
out to the women. Shout out to the women all over the world. But shout out to the U.S. women because we out here winning.
I'm going to need y'all to get her some water.
Okay, so this is a women's kit. You want to know why? Because there's four stars on top.
Four stars.
That means we won the World Cup in 1991, 1999, 2015, and 2019.
Shout out to the women. I like this kid.
The men have won shit.
Wait.
I'm being real. Okay, I'm sorry. A gold cup
yeah,
and a
no.
league and the nation league.
Nil.
They got nothing.
Nil.
Not a shit. Not
that's,
shit.
That's
and then shit. They said the women shouldn't make as much as the men.
Oh, yeah. So, the, actually,
you see,
oh,
again, pay you see us, four stars? Pay us. Women, 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 women.
How can we get these like Nike kits?
You have to go on the Nike website. Now, okay. Is Nike good about fulfilling your order?
Ooh.
We did get our, okay, sorry, in Nike. Time? Y'all sent us kits. See, there's four stars on her kit.
Oh, actually, cool. If you, I think it's in the back of your kit.
And those are the current kits. So
I think
those
the back of your kit or the inside
kits.
Of your, or
so
the
you
top
have
of
those,
the kit.
And then you have the, it, these are not, the these are from, these are the Olympic kits.
I like the Olympic kit.
Yeah.
At the back of Alex's
shout out
kit.
To Olympics coming in.
At the back of Alex's kit, you can see the years that they won the World Cup.
Yeah. Oh, so it has. Cool. Oh, I didn't even realize they did that. Yeah. So there's been eight. This is the ninth Women's World Cup. Started in 1991. And the U.S. has won half of
four.
Damn.
You
the other teams. The other teams to win a World Cup. Germany has won twice.
Guten Morgen.
Ooh.
Wow. What the
I'm expecting every language now.
And Japan won once.
Konnichiwa.
And Norway won once. You ain't got that one. You don't speak Norwegian. I know that.
They speak English?
I mean, yes, they do typically speak English. There you go. And they beat the U.S. to do it. And so the players who got beat by them in 1995 call them those Viking bitches. Mm-hmm. And then the Norway coach currently was one of the ones who won the championship.
No way.
She don't know what she's doing. Ooh wee.
Woo!
We are going to start a dialogue. She said, "Let me pretend my legs hurt."
Yeah, that was a terrible penalty kick. Anyway,
that's a really bad.
Bring it back to soccer school. So
was it worse than Sinclair's?
Huh?
Was that a worse take than Sinclair's? Sinclair's is really bad.
Yeah,
Sinclair's
was
really bad though.
It was really big. Yeah, so I don't know. It's terrible penalty kicks. I don't know what they're doing.
Sinclair's wasn't as bad because Sinclair's been missing penalties.
Okay, focus.
Sorry, go ahead.
Because I'll have to edit this. Anyway, so you got four people in the group, four teams in the group. I said four people.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
I mean, Sophia Smith was the whole team today, so yes, that's right.
So, U.S. is in the group with. It's USA, Vietnam, the Netherlands, and then Portugal.
Oh, but shout out to Portugal, y'all. I just went to Lisbon, Portugal last year. Baby, when I say.
You were lit.
I say.
It was lit.
Portugal.
I heard it's a good place to live.
It's amazing. Listen. Vacation.
Okay.
Do it. What's your Portuguese? Drinks? Cheap. What's my Portuguese? I don't got Portuguese.
Nah,
they
got
were speaking English
okay.
to me, and I said.
I heard it's like a really cool place to live, though.
Listen, yeah. I would do it.
I would live abroad.
Actually, I would live in probably Barcelona, but.
That sounds
like, Portugal, though, is like.
I can't do Barcelona. I'm a Madrid fan.
Listen, it's okay, though.
We hate each other. Like, it's,
oh,
a, it's a hate.
It's
oh,
a,
it's hate.
It's a hate.
Really?
Also, caveat, Mbappe is free. Let's go.
Okay, all right, fine.
Not free.
So, okay, so getting back to the game. So, we can talk about soccer school.
Okay, what's the game? What's up?
Yeah. So, today, USA played Vietnam.
What?
And USA won 3-0.
3-0.
And so, who was on the field at first?
We had...
The starting 11.
Okay. As in the starting 11 people on the field.
The United States did a little experimenting today.
Yes.
So our starting goalkeeper is Alyssa Nair, who is our number one goalkeeper. She was in 2019.
Wait, get the board! Get the board! Bring the board!
Yes, thank you.
Oh.
You make Alex do a lot. Camera woman and
why are we
gopher? Like, damn. Okay, so it's important. That number one, the purple star?
Goalie, baby.
Goalie, correct.
And
then, honestly, I think we played in this formation for the most part of this game.
Okay, wait.
All right, so that.
This is a 4-3-3 formation.
Yeah. Oh, look at this! Oh, shit!
Adaj is playing in a tantrum! You were correct. It was a 4-3-3. So, our four defenders were, at the two position would have been Emily Cox.
Yes.
At the three position would have been Julie Ertz.
Yeah, I think so.
The four position would have been, and she is number four, so it helps.
Naomi
Garma, sister. All right. Ethiopian sister. And then five would have been another sister, Crystal Dunn, who I would argue pound for pound is our best player.
Okay.
Because she's the most versatile.
Come on now.
Okay. And then that second row with the yellow stars is what we call the midfield line.
Mid. Midfield.
Okay, so at the sixth position today, we had Andy Sullivan.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, at the eighth, we had Lindsay Horan.
Yes.
Who is the captain. Mm. And also, I don't know how much she was an eight today. She likes to roam, so she doesn't necessarily stay in a fixed position.
She's just a, she whatever.
Which is normally fine if you're building around that. But we don't necessarily build around that player. But she wasn't terrible today.
Okay.
And then our 10 was Savannah DeMello, who was really good today. Mm-hmm. And this is only her second, what we call cap. You know what a cap is?
No, what's...
So a cap listen, is a
wait,
game. A game.
I know what cap is. Like,
no, it's not that old.
It's just like, so when you lying, you out here like, yo.
I know what no cap is. Yeah.
Listen, like.
All right. So
tell the truth. So what's up?
So in soccer, a cap is a game.
Come on now.
Okay.
Simply means you either started or you substituted him.
Yes, sir.
But you get a game.
A game.
So, when, oh, so today, when Megan Rapinoe subbed in, she had her 200th cap. 200th game.
200 game.
So,
shout out to Megan
Rapinoe. She's retiring at the end of the year for both countries, so the United States, and then what we say is club, your club team. So she plays for OL Reign in Seattle.
Not gonna lie. The only reason I know Megan Rapinoe is because of Sewer.
That's
but
how much
listen, though, like, I appreciate Megan Rapinoe, though. Like, she...
Team knows,
legit. She, they, I don't know how...
No shape.
She, okay, she's holding her own. Listen, I respect pronouns out here.
Okay, come on, respect pronoun, DJ.
If you ask,
we gotta make sure.
Yes, she her, and yes, the part of why she's retiring is because she ain't got a whole lot left to do.
Gotcha.
She's one of the few people that Trump couldn't say anything to. She shut him off.
All right.
2019. There you go.
Okay, continue. Okay. Okay. All right. Continue.
Go
ahead.
Sox,
okay, come on, let's go.
She's getting mad at us, so that's fine.
Listen, I'm liking it.
I think this conversation
is really good, right?
It's authentic.
You go edit this conversation.
Okay.
Yeah. There we go. God.
All right. Continue. How are you?
The second row. The last row.
Okay, sorry. So the midfield, the forward line. So the starting three were... If you see the number 9 on the green, that was where Alex Morgan played.
Alex Morgan!
Sophia Smith played at the 7 position.
Uh-huh.
And then Trinity Rodman, who we talked about earlier.
And Dennis Rodman? Wow, bro.
It played at what we call the 11 position. Now, it's fluid, so Sophia and Trinity can
love
switch.
Love fluidity.
Yeah, we do love fluidity.
Wow.
Amen. Gay rights. But Sophia Smith, for the most part, this game came from that outside position. I would argue she played most of it on the left side.
So yep, she did.
11. That's where she scored her second goal.
Wait a minute.
No, I wouldn't switch it. They just switched positions.
Okay, they switched positions.
So,
11
is
that,
all right.
Because honestly, you can't just put 8 and just hang it all
right.
over.
So the bulk of the goal scoring should come from, I mean, you're not wrong today. The bulk of the goal scored should come from the green stars. Okay.
Yes.
Your forward line is supposed to score your goals. Your 10 can be a goal scorer as well.
Gotcha.
But they help facilitate plays.
Okay.
So they're the people who get a lot of assists.
Yeah, so like in the basketball terms, we out here getting assists.
A point guard.
Point guard. Okay.
Your midfield is the point, or your guards.
Oh, your guards,
essentially.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah. They're your point guard, right? They are going to be your number 6 is your defender. So they're there to stop a lot of things from coming through the middle, yeah. And they help distribute passes that connect to that forward line or to that number 10.
Yeah.
Your 8 is what we call a box. To box midfield.
So we like box them out and shit? Like
that, but you're supposed to be able to carry the ball, meaning dribble with it at your feet,
yeah.
From your own box, your own 18-yard box, to the opponent's 18-yard box.
So it's a little different than basketball.
Yeah, you're sort of the ball carrier.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
You're supposed to
rep.
I would argue the 10 is more.
The 10 is more sort of... More point guard.
Yeah, kind of. But you carry the ball. You make really hard runs. You can run through defenses.
Yeah.
Or you can distribute the ball, meaning passing.
Okay.
But yeah, and then, let's see. So like I said, 6 is more defensive. Your 8 is the box-to-box. And your 10 is your what we call the creative midfielder, the attacking midfielder. Okay. So they're more likely to link up with the 3 green stars. The
Shout
four
out
one.
To the 3.
And then, and so our number 2, we actually have 3 number 10s, which is a little
weird.
Weird.
Wait. What do you mean by three number two?
We have three people who play that position on the team.
Okay.
That's usually one too many.
Okay.
But Savannah DeMello, who only played in her second cap today, did really well. She's one of the three best players on the pitch today. And as Shea Butter FC, we've been on the Savannah DeMello train for a couple of years.
Shout out to Shea Butter.
We know our shit.
For the one time.
Yeah. This is a great episode. I think we should.
All right, let's go back to the back line. Whoa, we gotta go to back lines.
Wait, okay, look.
Yes, mm-hmm. Come on.
So, I'm familiar with, like, basketball.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, we got that.
And I think a lot of people of color are really familiar with basketball.
Yes,
I agree.
CC.
And we kind of lack the, you know, soccer experience,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm, I see you.
So... Like, yeah. When it, you know what I'm about to ask.
I got you.
Okay, so, like, when
this
it comes,
is, I love
like, what's,
the function.
How can we, yeah, what's the function?
Okay,
you know
so.
Saying? How can we compare it to basketball so I can be a little bit more relatable, so I can kind of understand.
Okay.
What's going on? You know what
so, sometimes, so with football or soccer, you have to break it down as defense versus offense, right? So, there's a little bit of characteristics of both. So, obviously, you're a goalkeeper, right? There are other sports that have goalkeepers, but you're rim protector, right? Your last line of defense. Those four blue stars are the back line, right? Also, your rim protectors. Usually, your goalkeeper organizes your defense, so they tell them where to be.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly for the United States, because our most veteran defender was injured and couldn't come to the World Cup. Okay, and her name is Becky Sauerbrunn.
Shout out to Becky, bro.
Captain America.
Captain America.
The real Captain America.
We wish you...
Not number 10 for Milan.
Healing and all that jazz.
She's the emotional leader of the team. She's the captain for a reason. She's our veteran leader. But in lieu of that, Naomi Girma, who is young, right? She's 24 years old, has stepped into that role, and I would make a strong argument by the time she retires, she will be the best defender ever. Defender ever. She doesn't step a foot wrong, like 99% of the time. So those are your rim protectors or goal protectors, right? Particularly the three and the four. They're what are called center backs. So those are your big strapping sort of defenders who cover them, not always, but cover the middle.
Okay.
Right? So you shall not pass.
Okay, so if we talk about football, you know what I'm saying? It's
kind of like linemen.
Like linemen.
Yeah, like a lineman.
Okay.
But if you're talking basketball, it's kind of like a center.
Center,
like
but the defensive center. Part of the center.
The defensive
center.
Part of the center.
Gotcha.
Okay, so the two and the five are what we call outside backs, usually left back, right back.
Right.
And they are supposed to basically take on the 7 and the 11 from the other team. They're supposed to stop, because the 7 and 11 are usually both the fastest players.
Yes.
And the most technically sound players on the ball, meaning they can dribble well,
they can
pass well,
they
can shoot well.
They can handle it.
Right, and they can take on, we call it 1v1. You know basketball.
Yeah.
ISO.
Okay.
ISO, baby. 7 and 11 are ISO players.
Okay, for sure.
They call ISO all the time. Right, so they're your two best 1v1 players. Sophia Smith is a phenomenal 1v1 player. She eats motherfuckers up.
Shout out to Sophia.
She runs through three and four defenders at a time.
Okay. I'm here for this.
Okay. And now
Alex is dying over here.
I'm gonna hype them up, y'all.
But that, so the two and the five are tasked
with
shutting that down for the opposing team.
So it'd be similar to, like, if you had, like, a
shooting
smaller guard.
They guard the
trying to guard you
and
then stop your ass and defend you.
Yeah.
But then they also could, if they let them go forward to attack, they can go shoot.
Right. Okay. So basically, two and five got to stop Steph Curry.
Yeah, but they can be Klay Thompson, though.
Impossible. Like, good Klay Thompson.
They could be, like, good Klay Thompson.
What Brandy say? Impossible.
Depends on the player. There are a few wingers where I would say, there's a few players who play that 7 and that 11 position where it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah. So Sophia Smith's one.
Okay.
There's another sister who plays for Colombia named Linda Caicedo.
Okay, Linda.
She's 18 years old, and fun fact, this is her third World Cup in the calendar year.
Mm-hmm.
She played under 18 World Cups.
Yeah.
You can play under 18?
Yes. There's a youth system.
Yeah.
In the World Cup?
Yes. So the youth teams have their own World Cup.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. because they're not quite professional level
players.
Yeah,
but they fire.
Yeah, so she's playing in her third.
Like Alyssa Thompson.
There we go. Just like Alyssa Thompson.
Hey,
who played today?
I know my peoples.
You know LA, right? LA's daughter.
LA's
daughter.
LA.
Well, I see y'all watching Lionel Messi hit that. You know who Messi is.
Messi!
You know who Messi is. Alex does not like Messi. So
really?
She's Peruvian.
What's up?
Peruvians don't fuck with Argentina.
She's Peruvian.
Listen.
Arch nemesis.
Listen,
you gotta be a hater first in sports. It's much more fun to hit. Yeah. It's much more fun to hate.
I feel that.
Because sometimes your team be fucking up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, focus.
Okay, sorry. So anyway, 2 and 5 are basically charged with shutting down, quote unquote, the guards. That's what it would be in basketball. The midfield is basically offensive and the Sixers.
It can be offensive and defensive.
Yeah, so the six is usually going to be tasked again with shutting down your guard. So the six is there to help the 3 and 4.
Three, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they're that third defender. And again, they distribute, so they have some point guard qualities.
Mm-hmm.
The 8 is more of a point guard.
Okay.
Yes.
Because they basically only distribute.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a point guard that's not trying to shoot. Where the 10 is like a point guard, shooting guard.
They got point guards.
Shoot,
I know,
they
it's,
like
a new, it's a new basketball,
yeah.
Old school.
It's
like
basketball.
The old school, yeah, it's the old school point guards.
Yeah.
Your 10 is offensively your point guard.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
sure.
Like, they're the creative player. Gotcha. They're probably your most creative player.
Yeah.
So they
Wait,
do weird
back up again. Who is our 10 again?
Our 10 today was Savannah DeMello, and she was
Savannah.
Very good.
Okay. And then when she subbed out, Rose Lavelle,
who is the palest woman in the world, and she's very slight. She looks like a school librarian. But she can fucking play.
We out here. Listen.
She is saucy.
Saucy.
Wait. Okay. Okay. Calm me down with the. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Let's be careful with that mic.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right.
That's because she like moving the mic.
So yes, the 10 is more of the offensive side of being a point guard. The 6 and the 8 are more the defensive / distribution part of being a point guard. Okay.
Okay.
Your 3 green stars are that forward line. Shoot or shoot, baby.
Shoot. They should be shooting if they
shoot. They should be. So your 9 is more of like the offensive center. Right? Like how centers are offensive players. Like they get you 2 points at a time. They work the paint. They work the inside. That's what the 9 is. They're called your central
striker.
Okay, I'm trying to do it based on how it's supposed to be, not how it is. Your 9 is your, we call them the central striker.
Hello?
So they're the person that basically gets the ball fed to them. They usually don't get their own shot. Basketball, right?
Basketball, okay.
So they're the person who has to be fed. They don't get their own shot. So they're the people who are usually a little bit bigger and stronger.
Yeah, okay.
And they're supposed to be able to be good in the air, so they get a lot of header goals. They get a lot of goals close to the net.
Okay.
Right? So they get a lot of layups.
A lot of layups.
Whereas your 7 and your...
Y'all be out here saying... They be dunking
on them, right?
Like, shake butter dunk.
Shake butter dunk.
That is a header.
Your 7 and 11s are more of your shooting guards.
Okay, so we out here.
So they nice from deep.
We make it threes. We make
so,
it.
So okay, we talked about this. Kristen Press would play at the 11.
Got you.
But Kristen Press behaves also like a midfielder.
She can do that too. She
like
has good vision,
like
a 10.
8 and 10?
Like a, yeah, like an 8 and 10.
And sometimes she's played the 6.
Really?
But comparably, right now, right? Yeah. There's a few kids coming through that might surpass her. Right now, she's the best shooter we've ever had.
Sure.
In terms of just technical ability.
11.
Yeah.
Like, when you watch her shoot the ball, you're like, fuck, that's pretty.
Yeah.
And she don't fucking miss that.
It's like butter.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's
butter.
Like butter.
But having said that, Sophia Smith can shoot.
Can shoot? Yeah.
Okay.
And Alyssa
Thompson can shoot.
Yo, I saw Alyssa Thompson.
You've seen that in person, haven't you?
I've seen that in person.
She's also the fastest player we've ever had.
She's quick with it.
Bro, I saw her in person for the first time. I was like, how the fuck she get to that spot that fast?
She's quick with it.
She's the fastest. They showed a picture of them, like, running in practice, and she was ahead of everybody.
Listen, usually fresh.
Kid is fast. She's a
they be, you know,
kick
in the back. But she out here holding her own.
She just graduated high school. That's wild.
Damn, she a pro.
She missed her graduation because she had a game.
Professional. Professional game.
I mean, they're paying her a lot of money.
She's making
a lot of money. She's
listen,
fine.
Shout out to
she's making 6 figures. She's fine.
Equal rate wages now, right?
It's getting there. Not
it's
yet.
Almost there.
The men make way more money still.
I'm going to need them to, you know, get that up.
Well, for most countries, their men's team is better.
Yeah.
The United States.
But the United States, we out here, we different.
Well, what I will give the men's team is they got blacker faster than the women's team.
Ooh.
So when the men played their, quote, what we call their A team, when they played in the league, Nations League championships, 8 of their 11 players were black.
Shout out to the doctors.
Never thought I'd see the day. The women are getting there. 7 of our 23 players, because you can have 23 in the World Cup, okay, are black.
Should have been 25.
It should have been 26, because the men got 26 in December.
Yeah.
Because of COVID. Yeah. But they didn't give it to the women. You see how that, you see that bullshit?
Okay, come on now.
I will say this, though.
Yes, ma'am.
You still do need more diversity, not just for black people. Most definitely. Like, you need, like, Latino. And not just Mexican-Americans.
Right.
And then we need Asian-Americans.
I mean, technically, Alyssa Thompson is Asian.
Yeah. But I mean, but, like, actually actively having... You know, variety to look like.
You ask him a lot of the federation, the feds, if you will.
Oh, you're trying to hide the little cart of food. We out here.
In your face. You're on the floor.
Why are we addressing the crowd?
Okay, all right, focus. So, where were we at? The yes.
Okay, so, question.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Listen. Okay. How do they go about, you know, look, coach will say, yo, this the play. Mm-hmm. It's what we'll go about. But in soccer, I feel like, at least outside looking in, mm-hmm, it's more so wherever the ball goes. Because you can't really, like, predict the passing and what's going to happen, you know what I'm saying? I guess the same thing with basketball, too. But
yeah.
I feel like it's a little bit more controlled in basketball. But with soccer, you know.
Well, you have fewer players in basketball. You can control the space. The space is tighter, the court is smaller. Exactly. Okay. Soccer is like, it can go all over. It depends.
So how are we running plays?
That's a great question. So what we call soccer plays is tactics.
Yes. Okay.
So it's a tactical breakdown. So 4-3-3 is only one way to do it. You can do 3 at the back, which means you have to cover more space.
Gotcha.
But if you have fast players, you can do it.
You can do it.
But tactics are how you get the ball from your own goal to your opponent's goal, right? How do you move the ball up and down the field? There are different styles.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So, Ms. Purse today, well, not today.
Margaret.
On the episode, it's called the 91st that she's doing with Kate Nolan. She basically had said there's a difference, because people keep interchanging terms between the concept of tactics and actual style.
Yes.
So, how you actually implement what the lineup is. So tactically, that could be a 4-3-3. But what the hell does that look like? Are people switching? Are you making people stay rigid, as in they keep this shape of 4-3-3? Mm-hmm. Or do people switch? Like, does the 7 and 11 switch? Does the 9 switch into an 11 spot?
Right.
That can happen.
People can move positions. So
do you volleyball
is actually a really good example.
So, like, the shorter players, listen, if they in the front, because, you know, we got to rotate.
You got to rotate, no matter what.
But listen, like, once that ball is in the air, you can go back to, listen.
Exactly.
You know, so it's kind of like that, huh?
It's kind of like that. So what I would say, so what Sky is talking about is when people change positions, it's usually a play off of what we call total football.
Yes.
So total football is a concept that was made but it was made famous by a man called Johan Cruyff.
What's good?
He was a Dutch football player. He's one of the greatest players ever. And he coached Barcelona. He played for Barcelona. And he coached through the 90s, actually. And
he coached Barcelona.
I like him already. And killing me. But I like you saw his line. Okay, so, but the idea of total football is that you can play any position. So then you can interchange.
Yeah.
Right? So you confuse defenses because they don't know who to defend.
Right.
Gosh, because you're not labeled as a 2.
No,
like,
exactly.
You're not labeled as
a
10.
So what modern football has done, so the 5 and the 2 are often people who were converted from that forward position. So those green stars, because they want them to, what we say, push up into the attack, meaning go further up the field and help distribute the ball.
Gotcha.
So because that's how they're out wide, they help distribute.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So that's how. So an example, Crystal Dunn is actually should be a midfielder.
She's an attacking player. Chrisomon is best as an 8 or a 10.
Yeah.
That's what she plays. She was playing the five.
But she did jump up there into the 8 position occasionally because Lindsey Horan was not 8ing. And so, sorry. Anyway, so Crystal Dunn, she, for her club team for the Portland Thorns, plays as an 8 or 10. Yeah. And she plays with Sophia Smith. And they score multiple goals together, assist and shooting. They're great together.
Okay.
For example, eventually in the second half, for the two, Sophia Huerta came in. She used to be a 7-11.
Yeah, she was
when she played for the Chicago Red Stars.
So she
Chi-Town.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Listen, look.
Back of the
look.
Okay.
Here we go.
I am from Gary, Indiana. Going back to Indiana. Listen. With Jackson's. But listen though, I mess with heavy the Chicago Red Stars.
Exactly.
I almost saw it. Did I DJ for the game?
Yes.
But I missed the game though.
Yes.
And they won.
Mm-hmm.
They did. Shout out to them.
They're at the bottom.
But I'm in LA, so because I don't go to Chicago.
No, it's all good. We don't dislike Chicago. Their owner needs to sell the team. He's not a good dude. But they have talent.
Let's go.
I'll always say fuck Arnold though. And what I would argue about Chicago is they have two really good defenders. So one is assistant named Casey Krueger. I would argue she is our best right back. So that number two position.
Right back.
Because she can defend 1v1. Meaning she can shut down any of your 7 or your 11.
This way. Right back.
So she'd be like, I know, you like all defensive.
Yeah, you have to look at her from the goalkeeper. I know it's confusing.
She'd be the all defensive player.
Yeah. But she can push up in the attack, but she's an exceptional defender straight up with an offensive player.
Yeah, so she can usually shut down 7s and 11s.
By herself. This fucking statue right here.
All right, okay,
that needs to come down. Sorry.
Hold on, focus!
Is that Alex?
It is. It's uncomfortable. She didn't even like it.
What is that?
It's like a Statue of Liberty, but it's like Alex Morgan.
We were there for the unveiling of that statue, and she looked uncomfortable.
I don't know.
I think U.S. soccer did it. The feds.
They was because they was watching.
But she is very much like the superstar they promote. She's the
DJ for you, okay? She probably does. So hit me up, DJ_
Her boyfriend plays for the Arizona Cardinals now.
Listen, bring the camera. Let me talk to you, okay? Sophia and boyfriend, if y'all ever need a DJ, hit me up, okay? DJ_Adage. You know, AdageTheDJ@gmail.com. We're working on a website. It's coming. So, but until then, hit me up. You know what I'm saying?
You gonna do a little sample with DJ?
If you get on the ones, I'll sample.
She would appreciate that.
Hey, listen.
She
farted.
She farted.
You get on there
for a little bit.
You get on there a little bit.
That's your leg. I know what the fuck that was. Yes, you get it. So when you talk basketball, you can correlate.
I'm gonna be honest. Like growing up, soccer wasn't like a thing. It was always basketball, football, track. You know what I'm saying? A little volleyball.
Did you have soccer available when you were?
No, we didn't really have soccer available. At least in my district. At least in my school, I'll say that. And my city, never soccer. But the surrounding cities, the surrounding white cities, soccer. You know what I'm saying? But the black cities, which is, you know, Gary, like predominantly black, you know, it was everybody's playing basketball, everybody's playing football.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So.
And Chicago's basketball history is
in Chicago. Exactly. It's come deep. On now.
So, one of the best players ever. Exactly.
Wait, did y'all have soccer, Ashley?
I don't know.
Till now. Mm-hmm. It is a lack of access, though, in a lot of black and brown communities.
And I feel like if we brought that, it's funny because now, like, I still keep, like, a little tabs on my city, you know what I'm saying, see what they're doing. And they actually start incorporating some, like, you know, soccer, like, camps and stuff like that, which is pretty cool. You know, like, some players, they'll come out, like, even with basketball. Dana Evans, shout out to Dana.
Hey.
We went to school together.
She could, did she
give
you up?
Listen, I ain't never played basketball like, okay. A day in my life. Alright,
guys.
And so I'ma respect that. Like Dana, she's bad. She's bad. Mm-hmm. You know, and like her brother, like, he was good too. But Dana definitely, like, she put the city on. Like, everybody knew Dana.
Okay.
But yeah, so she comes back to Gary to do like you know, little like camps and stuff like that. Same with some of the football players, like Lonnie Johnson.
Okay.
And like they'll come back.
My godmother from Gary. Shout out Gary.
Shout out to Gary.
She's one of the best people I know. She gave me together. I love her.
Exactly. Listen, shout out to Gary because if it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't be where I am now.
You gotta love
the good and the bad.
Alright, but no soccer in Gary.
Right. But it's coming. Okay. I see it. It's really cool. It's really cool.
There's definitely work to be done, but like, so the NWSL, which is the domestic league or the United States league for the women, right? So like, all but one of our players on the U.S. national team plays here in the United States. So you can go see them at an Angel City game or a Chicago Red Stars game or a Gotham FC game.
Gotham.
Okay. Like, any of the 12 NWSL teams, and two more are coming next year. One is in the Bay Area.
The Bay. Yay, area!
The other is in Utah. I know. What a difference. Like, she was like, amazing. That was amazing. Oh my god, your face. Fuck, that was hilarious.
You talking about Utah?
Next weekend.
Talk to Arthur.
I'm out here. I definitely think they should have a team.
No,
they don't have a team. Hey, they basketball team.
I think Art Davis will want a team with it because he owns the basketball.
Oh shit. Okay.
He owns the Aces. So.
Yo, shout out to the Aces, bro.
We went to the Sparks Aces game. They brought it up so fast. Crazy. Like you can't. 20 points.
It was
okay.
Crazy.
Bro, they're so good.
It was so good.
Candace Parker didn't even play that game. Didn't matter. Okay, see, y'all being yet go gay, so it's all good.
I appreciate that. Shout out to Kaylani, by the way. You guys want to put that out there? Because she out here repping. Listen, no, because she apparently did a concert for some soccer team or whatever, some soccer game or whatever.
She did the All-Star Weekend. So the men's league is called Major League Soccer MLS.
Yeah.
And they just had their All-Star game in Washington.
Gotcha. And I saw
she was supposed to be in Miami.
Yeah.
For when they introduced Lionel Messi.
Okay.
But it rained so much she couldn't get one.
25%.
The battery about to die.
So soccer school about to end.
I just want to say this. I really appreciate y'all. For, like, you know, schooling us and everything and the soccer and kind of making it comparable to basketball because, to be honest, that's all I know. So,
next time, just ask us when you see a soccer player, who do they play basketball wise, who would I compare them to? I got you.
Exactly. Listen.
I got you. We love doing that. And many of our soccer players, particularly our young black women, incorporate basketball because what they watch too
and probably play too.
And so, like, when they post up in 1v1 and how they get positioned,
that's a good segue. Trinity Rodman had
yes
for that reason. That's how she kind of uses those aspects in the way she plays.
Okay. I got to ask her at media day what part of basketball she incorporates into her game.
Yeah.
And she's like punting.
She
be eating them up.
Okay. And then like Alyssa Thompson plays, like, she should be playing 7 or 11,
yeah,
but she can't play the 9 necessary.
She can play midfield technically, but I'm
yeah, that too.
Yeah.
But the United States has a midfield problem. That's
it. Don't need to have a midfield problem because we got the
Crystal
talent.
Dunn should be in the midfield.
Okay, all right. So with that, we gonna be done.
It look like done.
Jada. Okay. The my bad. Dodge just tapping out.
No mas.
All right. Are you gonna spin?
Listen, again, shout out to Shea Butt FC having me. Oh, let's do that again. Yo, shout out to Shea Butt FC for having me. You know, my name's Adaj. I really appreciate you guys. Support them. You know, we out here doing the thing. And y'all see us real soon. We coming to a city near you.
I snorted. Yo, are you gonna spin?
TikTok when I dance. Woo! On the demon time, she might start her OnlyFans. I say left cheek, right cheek, drop it over this one. Texas up and it's done. It's what? Get you up in this game. I've been talking to my friend. I've been talking to Jesus. I'm already going to feel my pain.
Hey.
Y'all saw that today and thought finals?
Y'all chose a basement.
I'm waiting for a guy to rap again.
See you next.
Hey.